This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, Northeastern University opened a nearly $250 million hub for science and engineering research. The facility on Columbus Avenue in Boston was funded with help from the National Science Foundation. Research at the complex will include cybersecurity, drug discovery, robotics, and climate change. The opening comes at a precarious time for scientific research in the U.S. President Trump has proposed cutting billions of dollars from the National Institutes of Health and the Environmental Protection Agency. The director of the National Science Foundation, France Cordova, was at the ribbon cutting at Northeastern. Massachusetts has a lot at stake in the discussion about funding. The state reaps big rewards from the foundation. Last year, $450 million went to more than 30 universities and more than 30 small businesses in the state. Cordova says this is a prime place for research.
Massachusetts happens to be one of the most competitive states for winning awards. All of our awards, and we receive 50,000 proposals every single year. We can only afford to fund 20% of those. And Massachusetts, it just turns out that there's a lot of very fine institutions, people, students in the state, and they're tremendously competitive.
How does that compare to the rest of the country?
It's one of the highest. It's in the top two or three.
So what areas are these small businesses and universities devoting the NSF money to?
Well, since we fund over the whole spectrum of science and engineering, it can be in computer and information science, like cybersecurity. It can be in the geosciences, such as marine sciences. It can be in environmental sciences to do with land use and the atmosphere. It can be in engineering itself, and it can be in math and physical sciences, so chemistry, physics, mathematics, statistics.
The administration that you now work for, which has kept you on so far anyway as the director of the NSF, is an administration that has questioned the very core of science, scientific research, not to mention the idea of global warming, human impact on global warming. I wonder to what extent the projects, some of which you have mentioned now, are in jeopardy. The budget has not come out specifically yet for the National Science Foundation. What's your concern about the funding?
I am heartened by the message that the president gave to Congress in his first speech to them when he talked about the importance of innovation. And I also think that the emphasis on defense and security is one that NSF funding has really helped. So I think there is some encouragement, and I think we just have to wait and see.
I guess you have to keep a positive attitude, given the fact that this is an administration that calls regulations to curb global warming, for instance, burdensome on the energy industry. When you speak with, for instance, members of Congress or the administration who flat out deny the science behind, say, climate change, or reject scientific evidence in any regard, how do you address their skepticism? What do you say?
I think some people who would object to certain activities do not object to doing more high-quality research. And that is where our sweet spot is. And that's where I think we should continue to emphasize that without the research, how are we going to know anything? And as human beings, our whole quest is for knowledge and for truth.
Dr. Cordova, thank you.
Thank you.
France Cordova is director of the National Science Foundation.